This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, July 24th.
God's word for you today is at thy word. A scripture reading is taken from Psalm 107, verse 20. And it says, He sent out his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. God's word is omnipotent. It has all the power. Yesterday, we learned that God can create from pre-existing parts, matter or energy, and from nothing, ex nihilo. In the valley of dry bones, in Ezekiel 37, God did a combination, creation of pre-existing parts and creation ex nihilo. In your life, God will do a combo. He will create from existing parts. Everything in you that is becoming weak and losing life or has lost life, God will bring it back to life. Everything that is missing or needs to be replaced in you, God will put a new one in the name of Jesus. Even now, your situation is hearing the voice of the Creator and it will respond. In Ezekiel 37, the first part of creation is to prophesy to the tangible, to the natural, to the pre-existing parts. Ezekiel 37 verse 7 to 8 says, So I prophesied as I have been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. The second part of creation is to prophesy to the intangible. Ezekiel 37 verse 9 says, Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. Wind in this passage means spirits. Breathe. Speak to the supernatural. The situation might be something impossible in your life, but today they will become a mighty army in the name of Jesus. The bones may represent your nation. Its transformation looks like an impossible situation, but thus says the Lord, it will become a great nation. The last shall be the first. Write it down. The last shall be the first in the name of Jesus. For some reading this today, the best way to describe your situation is like a game of chess, and the enemy has been checking you. Your king has been running up and down on the board. But right now, because the enemy just wants to take you out, he made another move so that he can corner you. But because of that move the enemy made, God is creating an opening for you to checkmate. For some people reading this today, it is your move, and that move is checkmate. In other words, the next move makes you the winner in the name of Jesus. Man is nothing, but when we speak God's word, it has the power to create. It takes the supernatural to create ex nihilo. Everything that needs to be created in your life will be created. Ezekiel 37 verse 10 says, I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude, a very great army. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, breath will come into you and into your situation. Not only will you stand as a mighty army, but breath will also come into you, and you will live. You will not only exist, you will also live an abundant life. You will stand on your feet, a mighty army, taking territories in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, be unto me according to your word, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.